Boy, Heaven Hollywood?
Yes.
The Heaven Hollywood Indigenous Bands.
Yes.
Heaven in the back, sun rooftop, digging the scene with a gangster league. Woohoo. This never gets old.
All right. We are back live here.
Yeah.
It's the Heaven Hollywood Indigenous Bands. Okay, you can cut that dude off. YouTube will be flagging me. But I can't help it. It's a great theme song.
Yes.
And we welcome you back. Cut it off. And we welcome you back to the Heaven Hollywood Digital Experience. I am your host, Heaven Hollywood.
Yeah, yeah. It's Criminal Flow. Yeah. Stay back in the day. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. My producer extraordinaire, Jimmy Ace.
Yeah.
Live the
ball. Yeah.
Special guest tonight.
Mm.
She returned to the Triple X world late in 2014. Thank God.
Yes, thank God.
Porsha Canada.
Porsha
Canada. On the Heaven Hollywood Digital Experience via Skype or FaceTime or one of them.
Yes. Pick one.
The Dollhouse Radio Audio Visual Interview of the Week.
Yes. Nice.
And, with a touch of on a few things that's going on.
Okie dokie.
In pop culture.
Ah, good old pop culture.
I want to touch on this because it's funny now that we have the social media and the Twitter and the Facebook, we pretty much forgot about what used to be really big in the 90s and 80s, and that is psychics.
Oh, yes.
So,
where's Miss Cleo when you need her?
Right. Psychics were very big. And I was looking over, my pop culture section.
Pop culture.
And psychics predict what's in the cards for 2015.
And then they say, psych! Nah.
So I just want to run off some of the things that these psychics have. Now, right off the bat, I'm going to guarantee you one thing without even looking at it. That they're going to say it's going to happen. They're going to say that Kim and Kanye will get a divorce. I guarantee you.
Whoa, that's such a stretch.
Right. And whoa, what a stretch that is. They will definitely say that Beyonce and Jay-Z will have another kid.
Okay. Two obvious things that's probably going to happen.
You never, but you never hear the
what comes first, though.
Right. You never hear the title, psychic hits lotto.
Yeah, word. Otherwise, we wouldn't be in the psychic business. You know what I'm saying? Just keep it real. Yeah. Give me a break.
So, will NYC the first thing she put, will NYC experience another polar vortex?
Oh, what's this now?
Yup. Feels like it's winter is long, cold, and depressing. Sorry, folks. Actually, some New Yorkers will experience a molar vortex. A story related to teeth will be in the news this year. Okay. Weather-wise, the winter will have a back and forth of cold and warm. Oh, really?
Well, it's not almost every winter?
But not the consistent deep freeze of last year. Plus, expect a solar vortex during the summer. In early fall months, I have a vision for record or near record spell of heat in 2015.
This is just as silly as watching a groundhog coming out the ground, seeing its own shadow on that. It's just as stupid.
Jay-Z and Beyonce. Will they stay together? Will they break up in 2015?
Because if they're doing business together, I say no, not yet.
There will be another scandal this year. Although I am not saying it's true, I could see a scandal during a time when they are spending time apart. It feels like the spring, and it involves Jay-Z and another woman.
Oh, really?
Well, of course, you know Beyonce is not going to cheat on him. Sometime between March and May is when that comes out. I do believe they stay together. They're resilient, and Beyonce will have another child. That's from Stacey Wolf.
Stacey, oh! Wolf.
I think that they're spending less time together, and there will eventually be some kind of announcement that they're separated at the end of the year. And that's from Astro Babe.
Astro Babe. Okay.
Now, I'm going to look at their predictions. Uh-huh. I have to, you know, it's just like picks.
Yeah, yeah.
I have to tell you mine. I believe that, and I said it already, so I got to stick with it. I said I believe in 2015 would be Jay-Z and Beyonce's last year together.
Okay, there you go.
I believe they will separate, not divorce. I'm not buying another child yet.
Not yet, not just yet, huh?
I know all the rumors are going around that, you know, she's trolling, trying to, you know, make people think that she's got another baby in the belly. I just think she's in the middle of, you know, another album coming out soon. I just don't think she'd do that to herself.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha. Well, that's true. That's a good point.
I don't think she'd do that to herself. Not yet. But I think if they did make it through 2015 and 2016, they would have a kid. Mm-hmm. But I'm predicting some sort of split. Mm. Now, one thing that might throw a monkey wrench in that.
Right.
These Illuminati couples don't be splitting up.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
You know, Will and Jada. Well, Tom Cruise did with Katie Holmes. You know, Tom Cruise must be a weird guy because
he is a weird guy.
He can't keep females.
And I'm just saying, as Fred Sanford would say, he's a little...
Yeah.
I'm just saying he might be a little tutti frutti or Rudy.
You think he's got a little sugar in his tank?
Yes, I think he's a little light in his loafers. I'm just saying. I'm not saying that's the truth.
Tom Cruise, that hunk?
Oh,
you think he's got some sugar in his tank?
Yeah, he might. Maybe, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, baby.
Maybe he might be. I'm just saying. He's had a lot of hot... he's had women that I would have been satisfied to be with the rest of my life. Unless there's something going on that she's doing that we don't know. But other than that, I mean, come on. Let's be honest. Regular guys like us, we would be like, well, with Homegirl, what's her name? The one he was married to for a while?
He was married to Penelope Cruz. He married to Katie Holmes.
That's Penelope Cruz. Yeah, Katie Holmes. But the one before that, too. The one they did a movie together.
He was married
to
Nicole Kidman.
Oh, Nicole Kidman. Jesus Christ.
He's had some hot chicks and can't seem to keep any of them.
Gee, I wonder why.
There's something I really wanted to go over. Other than the predictions.
Go ahead.
We'll have Portia Carrera at 8:30.
Portia Carrera.
Hopefully. Mm. The way things have been going over the last 2 weeks. I don't know. Hopefully this week will be different.
You saying this week is like last week?
Oh, hope not. Let's see what else they have here.
Well, what's been going on? What other news you have for us, Mr. Hollywood?
I'm gonna take this to my blog site, which is heavenhollywood.me, because it's all about me.
Perfect. Perfect website.
When I talk about I try not to get into the Illuminati and the and the devil worship among entertainment and what have you. However, this was hard to ignore.
Good.
This is an exclusive, heavenhollywood.me exclusive.
Uh-oh, that means all the sheep will follow this and say it is theirs.
Right, exactly, pretty much.
Yeah, go ahead.
Russell Simmons' nephew
go ahead.
Says gay and cult-like rituals exist at Def Jam. Russell Simmons' nephew, not Diggy Simmons, not Run's kids, not Run's son. Yeah. I believe this is from one of his other sons or, or on the other side or what have you.
Okay. So this is not from that the homegirl I like that he split up with, the Asian, half black, half Asian chick. What's her name?
No. Well, that was his wife.
Yeah, you know what I mean? But she, right. She was bad.
Oh, yeah. And now she's on her third husband.
Jesus Christ. just popping babies.
What is her name again? From
she has
a fat farm.
Yeah, I was gonna baby fat.
Yeah, he gave her baby fat.
Yeah,
her name was
she was hot out.
Something Simmons. What's her name?
What's that with Kim? Kim?
Kim? Something.
Something with Kim. I'll look it up.
I got a mind. I'll look it up. We'll remember it.
I'll look it up.
But
can't believe I forgot her name.
This dude, he's in the group Flatliners.
Okay.
This group is the Flatliners. And he did an interview on a on a blog talk radio site. And he was asked a lot of things.
Hold
his, his name is Red Rum. And he's from the Flatliners.
He's using a line from, what you call it, from The Shining?
Red Rum. Red Rum.
Red Rum. By the way, his ex-wife was, Russell Simmons' ex-wife was Kimora.
Kimora Lee Simmons.
There you go. Now we can move forward.
Right. So he asked about Jam Master Jay. He said, we're very instrumental in their success.
Mm-hmm.
He said, he said, I remember Jay took me out for my 25th birthday and not long after he got killed. For people who don't know, Jam Master Jay is the reason we got signed. He signed us first.
Mm-hmm.
Who asked if anyone knew... When asked about if anyone knew about Jam Master Jay's murder, he said, we don't really know about that. Who is to say what that is about? We don't know, bro. He was one of the best. I could see it happening.
No doubt.
Coming up around Run DMC, Run, according to his nephew, was a real street cart and smoked weed early in his career. But the thing that really struck me, when speaking about rituals, the group was asked about witnessing rituals in Def Jam. Yep. I'm not giving my soul up, and I'm not giving my hole up. Your asshole is connected to your spine, and your spine is connected to your brain.
That's a good line, by the way. I like that line.
Surely Russell Simmons wouldn't be like that, would he? He says, like I said, everyone has a good side and a bad side.
Mm-hmm, true.
That don't sound too good.
Yeah.
He don't feel like he defended his uncle very much.
Wow.
Everyone has got them eyes for you to see.
He must not be in his will.
That's all I'm going to say.
Maybe that's why he's saying.
I ain't going to see any more that's my uncle and I love him. I'm not going to say any more that's my uncle and I love him. That's all I'm going to say on that level.
Mm.
On other levels, we can talk, but not right now. Mm. Everybody has good parts about them, but nobody's going to get up there without going through a lot of shit. Of which I am not willing to go through.
Wow.
When asked about the success of Jay-Z.
Ooh, go ahead.
Red Rum said this.
Hey, Ram.
He got to the top, how he got there. You are asking for answers that we could expand on, but Sugar Honey Iced Tea is dangerous, Negro. He didn't really say Negro, but he said, then
yeah,
what?
Yeah.
So what I am going to say to is any mother effer what eyes can see. It's very clear because they want it to be clear. They want you to make a decision. I know MFers that worship Satan, but they want you to listen to them because you accept it. They want you to know they own it. Now, wow.
That's some deep shit.
This is Russell Simmons' nephew.
Yeah, wow.
And of course you're going to still have the Jay-Z stands and somebody that just will always say, oh, he's just hating because he ain't out.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, he's just hating because he's broke.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, he's just hating because, you know, he's not relevant. You know,
the word
that black people swear they invented. All of a sudden. That word's been around 1,000 years.
Yeah, at least.
Oh, he's not relevant. So
it's not a new car. It's not a new clothing line.
Right. He's not relevant.
Or perfume.
What is he doing? He's not even relevant.
I sound so smart.
This is my point.
Prove your point. Show your point.
People want to act as though Jay-Z's a great rapper. Don't get me wrong.
I love talking about this. Go ahead.
Jay-Z is a great rapper. Mm-hmm. But nowadays, hip-hop, according to what I've seen, is supposed to be a young man's sport.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
All of the other guys that come out, all of the other old rappers that were around with Jay-Z that allegedly have not sold their soul, so to speak.
True.
Can't buy a hit if they had $1 million.
Mm-hmm.
But here's Jay-Z, who's the same exact age.
He's older than us.
As Rakim, as KRS-One.
Yeah, Big Daddy Kane's old.
As Big Daddy Kane.
Who brought him up. That was his, you know.
As project. All those guys who in the 80s and 90s had hits. Naughty by Nature.
Oh, please, Tragic.
Method Man. Yeah. Uh-huh. Red Man.
Raekwon. Oh, right. Birthday the other day. Happy birthday, by the way.
Happy birthday to Raekwon.
Love that dude.
But yet and still, Jay-Z is able to reinvent himself, to always have to. And they want you to believe that Jay-Z is just so much better than everyone else that he's. When you ask them the question, well, if it's Dr. Illuminati, how is Jay-Z still able to do this? Is it? Oh, he reinvents himself. Jay-Z still sounds the same to me. Matter of fact, he sounds worse.
I think he sounds worse. And I'll tell you this, as a guy who loves hip-hop like you, well, the way he was anyway, to me, he started changing like in 2000 when I think the Dynasty album came out. Around that time?
This was after Blueprint.
Yeah, after Blueprint. And it wasn't, I don't know. And then I didn't care for him no more. And
I'll tell you,
to be honest with you,
Blueprint.
15 years, I've been like,
I did like... I did like the Black Album. That was a classic album.
That was when he retired. Yeah.
But ever since he's been back and he's been deep into this stuff and words have been getting out more and more, he doesn't even rap the same.
Even that last one he did, you know, when the 4th of July of 2013.
I didn't like that. The Holy Grail. It's whack to me.
It's whack.
You know, the Blueprint 3, that wasn't great. Mm. That's not a classic Jay-Z album.
First Blueprint was good.
Jay-Z to me, and a lot of other people, Jay-Z people say he's got all his albums are classic. They're not. Jay-Z to me has three classic albums. I'll say four, me personally.
Go ahead. I'd see if I agree with you. Go ahead.
Reasonable Doubt, of course.
His debut, no doubt.
Now, I will even go farther saying the one that followed Reasonable Doubt, which was A Life of Time.
I like that. A lot of everybody shitted on that. Because that was just after Biggie got killed.
Right.
But I think
that's a classic album.
I thought it was great. And he said it affected him when he did that album because he wasn't up to his game. But to me, I thought it was great.
Volume 1, in my lifetime.
Now,
his biggest selling album that really crossed him over the mainstream was Hard Not Life. That's not one of my favorite albums.
No, the second.
It has to go down to classic only because of, you know, what he did on it.
Yeah.
But my classics are Reasonable Doubt.
I agree.
The second one right before, I guess that's The Life and Time of...
Yeah, it was In My Lifetime, Volume 1.
In My Lifetime, Volume 1.
And then Volume 2.
Then The Blueprint.
Yeah, that's later,
And then Black Album. To me, that's his classics. Yeah. Now, I don't consider... The Dynasty album.
Nah, that sucks.
Hard Knock Life.
That was
American
I like
Gangsta.
That. Nah, I don't like that.
Those to me are Hard Knock Life and Times of S. Dot Carter.
Nah.
To me, Holy Grail.
Nah.
Blueprint 3. To me, those are not classics.
Yeah. I agree with that.
But people are so brainwashed that everything Jay-Z puts out is a classic.
Now, let me ask you a question. By the way, Hard Knock Life to me is better than those other ones that are so-called classics to other people. But anyway, in my opinion, anyway. But I got to ask you a question.
Right.
And you know this has been brought up a lot of times. Now, if Biggie wasn't ever killed and was still alive to this day, do you think that Jay-Z
would
be where?
Absolutely not.
I agree. I don't think it would be Biggie. And who knows? He probably would have been retired. He probably been acting.
Right.
Just like Tupac would have been, you know.
Now, he may have still.
No, he's been good.
Went into business.
Oh, no doubt. I'm not saying that. I give him credit like for that. I give him credit for being a businessman. I'm not. Right. I mean, he's probably the best at it out of any hip hop artist ever. I'm just saying that if Biggie never got killed in 1997, in March of 1997, how different it might have been. Because remember, a lot of people, especially Nas, you know, shitting on Jay-Z, saying, oh, you saying you're the king of New York.
Right.
You know, and Biggie just got killed and you already took his throne. Like, you just owned it right away. Like, you know, like it was already in reserve for you.
But as I've said before, and a lot of people get mad.
And I think Nas's albums around that time were better than his.
Well, like I said, I pretty much.
We talked about this a lot.
Got so mad at Nas. When he signed with Jay-Z.
Yeah, that was to kiss his ass. Yeah,
when he signed with Jay-Z, because he had Jay-Z whooped.
Oh, yeah.
Whooped.
He out. We talking about.
There was no comparison question in my mind lyrically. That Ether is probably the greatest diss record in the history of hip-hop.
Yeah, maybe next to Tupac's Hit Him Up.
I think it's better than Hit Him Up.
Yeah. Well, that's just real vulgar.
I think it's better than Hit Him Up.
Well,
only because.
Hit Him Up is vulgar.
Right. It's vulgar, but Pac vulgar. Also had help on that record.
Well, that's true. But very vulgar.
Nas completely destroyed Jay-Z by himself.
Yeah, he did.
And then for him to turn around and
why did he do that?
Sign with Jay-Z
and then appear on stage with him that time. Remember they?
Me, he lost the battle.
Not to live respect for him
because now you're signed to him. You know there was a clause that he couldn't do Ether again as long as he's under Jay-Z. He could not put out that diss record.
Well, Jay-Z and
when people go to the club, they want to see. Ether.
Yeah.
They want to hear Ether.
They want to hear Ether. I think one thing, Tupac would never have done that.
Never.
He'd rather die than he would never. Tupac would never do that. I mean, I'm a huge Tupac fan. I mean, that's my guy. And I remember you talking about this with your mans and them just before I started producing with the Digital Hollywood Experience. I totally agree with you. When Pac was more about how your feelings and thoughts were, obviously Biggie lyrically was way better. But when it came to real life situations, you know, like you said, Biggie was a party rapper to me. He was more about once in a while he had some deep stuff, you know, but it was mostly, you know, getting the bitches, da da da. Where Pac, he would do everything, you know, about, you know, real life shit. And to me, that wasn't gangster rap what he did. He just basically was telling you the hood report and the real life shit to me. That wasn't gangster. When all these media, it's gangster rap. That's not even close. If you listen to the other shit, that's considered gangster rap. It's not close.
Right.
You know? It just doesn't. He was talking about real life shit. You know, as far as living in the hood and stuff like that. That's, you know, that's just me. I've always been a big Tupac guy.
I think he would have been big because, and I think he would have been able to cross over to the business thing because, Biggie was a great rapper. Biggie would not have been mainstream like Jay-Z because he don't have the look.
Well, that's the main thing, too. You got to remember that.
He doesn't have to look. Yeah. Now, Jay-Z's ugly.
Yeah.
But he's able.
Barracuda. Yeah.
Right. He's able to cross over into the mainstream. They're not going to accept Big Black Biggie.
No, unfortunately.
That's not going to happen. But that's the reason why Diddy's so successful. Diddy can have a foot in the hood and a foot in Hollywood.
Both. One foot in Hollywood, one foot in the hood.
One foot in the hood. and you know, he puts out stuff like Ciroc, you know, for the hood. Now he's able to, Ciroc's even, now you see all the commercials, it's number white people.
Oh, yeah.
So
he goes to Las Vegas with really white guy.
So Ciroc even got one glass in the hood.
That's why that commercial
and one glass in Hollywood.
Playing Frank Sinatra music. I mean, I love Frank Sinatra.
Nothing but Italians.
Yeah, he got the main dude that you see in the movies, so, you know.
That's why I'm saying... When people say, right now, well, Biggie's not alive, but people say the king of New York, and then most of them say Jay-Z, I say it's Diddy. And the reason why I say it's Diddy, and people say, oh, Diddy can't. No, Diddy can't rap like Jay-Z. Of course not.
I did like his first album, though.
I did. That's a great album.
Remember
that album would have never blew up if it wasn't for Biggie.
Yeah,
Giant,
remember it was delayed for a few extra months because of that. Yeah.
Yeah. After he can have Biggie set up. Oh.
We will never know. Just like I feel that Suge has something to do with.
Oh, Pac. We know that.
But anyway.
Waiting on Portia Carrera, and we might have to take a break and figure this out.
Portia Carrera.
But Diddy, to me, Jay-Z don't live in New York no more.
Oh, no. Yeah, where do you really live at?
Do you really see Jay-Z in the New York clubs?
No, only...
You still see Diddy in a hood club.
Yeah, only in videos you see him in New York. Right.
Paparazzi.
That's when he's king of New York, you know.
Diddy will come out to a hood club in New York.
That's true.
You won't see Jay-Z doing that.
That's true. Jay-Z a little more bougie, I agree.
Right. Diddy pretty much still has a spot. Now, of course, Jay-Z has a spot, you know, where Upper Manhattan, where he's hardly ever at. Just a spot for him and Beyonce when they come back home or whatever.
One of his many pads he has.
But Diddy has been repping New York. Look, Diddy puts on all New York artists.
That's true.
Jay-Z don't even have a New York, other than Nas, he even have a New York artist on his albums.
He's so a narcissist. That's why you don't want to have somebody outshine him. That's what I think it is.
He put on J. Cole. Listen to all the people he's got on his label.
What happened to Memphis Bleak back in the day? He disappeared, right?
That's his guy, too.
And he was great.
Listen to J. Cole,
mm-hmm.
Jeezy,
mm-hmm.
Kanye.
No.
These guys aren't from New York.
No, Kanye.
These guys are from a different town, a different state.
Yeah, like Midwest or whatever. Cole
is from North Carolina.
Mm-hmm.
That
there's nothing wrong with that. I'm just saying.
Jeezy from Georgia.
Mm-hmm. Georgia.
And
Georgia.
Kanye from Chi-Town.
That's right, Chi-Town.
Wow.
But you got that's an excellent point though.
And Diddy put on French Montana. He put on the Lox. He put these people from New York.
You remember the Lox? Yeah. Then the Lox left him.
Right.
He went to.
Well, now I don't know. I can't promise what he does after he puts them on.
Yeah. Remember when Craig Mack was with Biggie and supposedly something happened?
Whatever. Yeah, Craig Mack and Biggie had beef.
Yeah.
Whole entire verse of the song that they did together, the remix.
Mm-hmm.
Biggie's verse was about Craig Mack.
Think about that. The flavor in your ear. Think about that. That's true. Right?
Biggie's verse on Flavor in Your Remix was about Craig Mack. If you notice, they were never in. He ad-libbed for everyone else.
That's true. Here comes the brand new flavor in your ear.
And you saw they weren't true. Together. They weren't
that's
in the same spot.
I love that remix, though. With that,
that's a great remix.
His verse is the best one. I mean, LL's great.
LL's classic.
LL. We got to get him here.
I have to That'd get him, man. Awesome. I'm working on that.
That's the man right there.
We're going to take a little break and try to get Porsche Carrera.
Yes, Porsche Carrera. I have a song perfect.
On the line here. Let's take a little break.
Okay.
Come Ready? Back with Porsche Carrera. It's Hollywood.
This ain't living. Nigga, I hear even the smaller G's be dipping Chevy and Palmas while flossing they go G's. OG is who they follow, we swallow tomorrow. See, what we leave is hollow. We feed violence and greed, let them lead tomorrow. In time, they gripping nine, sipping wine, they rap. Still out there staring, watch the parents sacrifice their chaff. The love's gone, a thug's home. With no love, feeling so strong. Make young boys in the club, now jealous. One for adolescents, now dose for those. Keep your friends by your side, even close your foes. Now three for Johnny Law, trying to take my chip. I never pulled the trigger, didn't touch that bitch. Throw your hands in the air, survive or free. Think about, would you ride with me? Let's go see what our enemies talking about. When G's into thighs, nobody's walking out. This ain't living, it's similar to prison. We trap my homie jealous, plus they tell us that the phones are tapped. I watch my back 24/7. Never let a bust us in the G to get a pep. You know this is how it goes when we floss with flows. Before I toss your hoe, it'll cost you more. I do shows, make a lot of dough. Murder my foes, but I give it all up. If it would help you grow, this ain't living. Heavenly Father, can you rescue my young nation? Rest the Lord will protect you. Respect you, not a threat, as I step in blue and check those that oppose when I froze them fools. And who are you
disappear, reappear as the. Follow me now, skipping class and living fast. We'll get your ass stuck in the pier, doing life plus 10. Young brother, pump your brakes for me. Before you choke, won't you soak up some game from your big homie? This ain't living, we giving you jewels, using them as tools. Explode on the industry and fade them fools. You know the rules, gotta be a rider. You can run the red lights but read the street signs. Hey, it's for all of y'all that keep on raising hell. Put a pistol in your hand and let you fade yourself. It ain't right what you put your mama through. Young D, gotta change your life. Take the game from me, this ain't living.
Hollywood did those bits.
Yeah.
I'm your host, Heaven Hollywood.
Are you? That's good to know.
And we are waiting on our special guest, Porter Carrera.
Yes. 107.5 WBLS FM. That was Tupac and This Ain't Living. It's right. The temperature outside right now is balmy 30-something degrees outside right now.
Right.
In New York City. It's coming up soon. At the top of the hour, we're going to have the quiet storm.
So
I can never see myself doing that, though. But that was
unbelievable.
Yes, the quiet storm. The quiet storm.
We're going to try this again.
Yeah, I thought you had her or whatever.
I did, but something happened. Where
it's like someone taking a dump.
We didn't have her. We're waiting on her.
We're waiting. Hello. Hello, how you doing, Nick? Hello, how you doing? Hello.
So, Porcha Carrera, you can check her out. She's on her Twitter is Porcha Carrera XXX, I believe.
I think it's 1X. I can look. Oh, yeah, I got it right here. Yes, it's Porcha Carrera X. 1X. By the way, the voice matches the body. Jesus Christ.
Yes.
Oh, my God. I love that.
Most definitely.
Very nice. Happy time.
Yeah, I might have to check her out tonight. Porcha
Carrera.
Did she ever say what? Is she Puerto Rican? She
We're going to find
Dominican
out tonight.
Mixed?
I believe she is. If she's Carrera, she's probably Dominican.
Well, I mean, because every, you know. New Mexico. Yeah, well, that's true. A Mexican, I don't have, I think, Carrera. They have Herrera. But not Carrera. Oh, she's so hot.
Yes, she is.
Yes, she is. Yes, she is. Miss Porcha Carrera.
I'm going to do.
What's up?
Next week, I'm going to do my, I'm going to do my top 10 hip-hop.
Albums?
I'll do albums too.
What,
I'm
songs?
Gonna do, yeah, my top 10 greatest MCs of all time.
Oh, okay.
I believe that's what I'm gonna do.
By the way, that Tupac song, This Ain't Living, you know, you don't hear songs like that nowadays because it actually made sense. It actually had sense in it. It actually had words to live by, you know?
Right.
Like, don't choose this lifestyle and trust me and, you know, put your mama through all that garbage. And now you hear the total opposite. Screw your family, you know, screw your friends, you know, get that money. Yeah, whatever.
If you're taking Tupac over Biggie?
Okay. See this, okay, lyrically no. Not like I said, not lyrically. If you're talking about impact, like I remember you saying this back in the summertime on your
right.
Impact wise, Pac hasn't beat by a mile. Impact.
So.
But lyrically?
Yes, he does.
Now, technically, if you're going by technically, lyrically, Biggie's better. But if you're going impact, yes. Overall impact.
Yes, and that's
Pac is way
that's
better.
Included.
Then Pac is better. Then Pac
people get mad, they say.
And I'm a Pac fan. I know I sound biased, but I'm just being real. Biggie, I'm keeping real.
People get mad, but listen. It's not Pac's fault that Biggie died early.
And Pac just worked his ass off for the record. He knew he was about to go.
Right.
He was in the studio 24/7. That's no
not
joke.
Not Pac's fault, man.
Pac made a lot of recordings, a lot.
He did.
He did. But Big was just, I mean, not that he didn't do a lot of recordings, but not as much as, I mean, Pac was just relentless. He was ridiculous.
I'm on my list. I did a list.
You did a list.
And of course, I added.
Where you at?
This is.
I listen.
See, a lot of people just say, oh, yeah, you know, you just take, you know, lyrics or what have you. But I did. Lyrics is a part of it, of course.
Mm-hmm.
Impact on hip hop. Impact on hip hop.
To me, record sales shouldn't be the end all be all. To be
no, I don't do record sales. Good. I do hits.
Well, how many hits? True.
Classics.
True. That's definitely important.
All those things.
What's a beat? We're doing freestyle?
Right. So, ladies and gentlemen,
ah!
As we welcomed him back into the industry late this year, everyone now ooh, everyone can
little
kiss
feedback
my grits. Here she is. People are blowing up my Twitter like, I knew she wasn't coming. So just be easy. You got to wait for beauty sometimes.
Hmm.
Pacha Carrera!
Pacha Carrera!
He's live on the Heaven Hollywood.
Wepa!
Digital experience. Darling, how are you?
Great. Thanks for the invite, you guys. I'm sorry about the late post. My friend caught me up on something real quick.
That's all right. Like you said, sometimes you got to wait for beauty.
Yes, yes.
You broke the hearts of millions of people when you, earlier in 2014... announced that you were leaving the industry, and then there is a God, because later on in 2014 you came back into industry. What prompted you for the leave, and then what prompted you for the comeback?
Well, the leave was more so for just to kind of explore different things that I've been wanting to do throughout my life.
Right.
You know, I've been in adult entertainment since 2009, and you know, I just wanted to try some different things that I always wanted to. So I got to do that, which was really cool. I went to school, I went to college, just cool. Kind of lived a life that was, you know, ordinary for a while, I guess you can say.
Right.
But it was crazy because, like, even in college, like, a lot of my classmates are coming up with their phones, like, you're this girl right here on my phone. Like,
really?
And I'm like,
no, I'm not.
What are you talking about? What are you talking about, Willis?
Right.
Now, what did you say? Now, make sure you pull your camera up so I can see that beautiful face, Portia.
Yes. Yeah, you go.
How do you respond to that? I mean, did that catch you off guard? Did you think, I mean, hey, you're a popular girl. You're a beautiful girl. They're going to find you.
Mm-hmm.
Hell, when I let me tell you something. I did, you know, everyone that's come on the show, I don't know if Portia remembers, but everyone that comes on the talk show does a drop, a video drop.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
And Portia did a video drop for me, and hers was by far, I had Misty Stone, yep. I had like all these big wigs. Hers by far was the most popular.
Tara Patrick.
Oh, thank you. Yeah.
By far, Tara Patrick.
We've had, what's
Misty
her name?
Misty Stone.
The other Spanish chick, Ferreira. You know.
Yeah, I mean, I had a ton. Maya. I mean, I had.
Maya.
Portia Carrera's drop. I think everyone was like, oh my God, who is that girl?
Oh my God.
You know.
And I was hearing people on Instagram like, you know, that's my wife. You know, my cousin's like, oh, I see you had my wife on your show. I'm like, oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah. I didn't get that invite. Did I win him?
So, yeah. So how did you respond to that? If someone comes and says, you know, did you say, all right, the jig is up? Or did you say, no, that's not me?
Sometimes I'm so embarrassed. Sometimes it's like, hey, fuck it, you found me.
Right.
I give up. Fuck it.
Now, what is now you leaving the industry and coming back? How are things different to you now? And what? And how? How? In your light, how do you take? How's the industry different to you now?
Well, changed in a good way. I've seen a lot of ways, and I appreciate it for the good ways it changed. Mm-hmm. And really, besides the money, besides a lot of companies closing down, but there's always new ones reemerging.
Right.
So, I mean, it's just the same thing. I really appreciate it. I like the business. I like the people. It's something that I've always appreciated being a part of, like being part of like a black adult actress. It's not too many of us, so we kind of hang out and we're like really good friends, and that circle of people is really nice. So I really miss that, the time that I took away. I miss, you know, my circle of friends and being able to put out hot content, you know, and really express myself and be, you know, that creative girl that I'm used to doing. I just was strictly books and shit. So now it's like I'm back, and now it's like my creative juices are flowing again. I'm ready to like really get some shit on wax. And
your other juices are flowing again.
That's good to know. Yummy.
So now, do you have a certain, move your camera up a tad bit, you have to see that beautiful hair.
Yeah.
Do you have a certain criteria for someone to be able to shoot with you? Because I know a lot of people in the industry, like you said, a lot of agencies are shutting down, a lot of studios are shutting down, and people are saying, hell, I just got to get work. Do you have a certain criteria for someone to be able to shoot with you?
Yeah, definitely. My rates are pretty high. And, I mean, as far as with guys, I'm starting to create my own website. So I do have certain criteria for the guys. I do want guys who have been in the industry for a certain amount of time.
Right.
But, I mean, newbies are kind of cool, too. But, you know, a lot of people get camera shy and shit. So I gotta make sure you're not going to get camera shy. But for the most part, confidence is a major part of it. Just being confident and knowing your body and being comfortable in your own skin, you know, that's kind of like a small criteria for it.
Right. Definitely have to do that, because like I said, the greatest one of the realest rappers alive, Brian Pumper. I always big up my boy Pumper. One of the greatest rappers ever to live. He's got a song. He's got a song called Porno Nigga, which is one of my five favorite, one of my top five favorite hip hop songs ever made.
I remember you saying that.
And he says in the song, because the song is just truthful.
Yeah.
Because, you know, a lot of people hate Brian Pumper. But I said, Brian Pumper to me is the realest rapper out, because he talks about what he knows. Fucking. That's true. What else is there to talk? What else can he do?
Yeah, he ain't.
How real is that?
He's not a studio porn star.
Right. He's not out there talking about how many girls he get. Nigga, he fucked everybody.
True.
So that. How real can it get? But he said he has a song called Porno Nigga, where he says all of these guys always see him in the street and they say, oh, I could do that. Yo, put me on. But it ain't that easy.
No, it's not.
It's not that easy. Like I said, I told a story a couple of weeks ago where fresh out of high school.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You're
I got approached to do porn.
Look at you. Exactly.
So you know me. I'm like, when did we start, Jack?
Yeah.
I mean, so went out there. It was with a in the 90s, she was big. Her name's Little Ass.
Yeah, talk about Little Ass, yeah.
So I'm going to do a scene with Little Ass. I'm like, holy shit, I fucking jack off the Little Ass every weekend.
Not every day.
Yeah, so, man, please. I got up in there with them damn cameras, the fucking heat. Them lights, a bunch of dudes watching me. Back then, there was more dudes than females.
Gay guys.
Yeah, man.
Classic gay guys.
Let me tell you something.
Gay guys.
And then I'm with Lil Ass, who was who's experienced too. Listen, dog. I probably had the shortest porn career in the history of porn. It lasted about 37 minutes.
What did you say, nigga?
This shit is hard. No pun intended. It was hard and it was hard. So you're right. The confident level. Sure, I was confident that I can fuck.
Well, yeah. Right.
But it's a totally different ball game.
You got cameras. When you lights, got
cameras, lights.
Yeah, and people cut, watching.
Cut what? And they had to, you had to free them. Then she's like, oh, we'll go over in the corner and I'll just like fluff. Play with you. Got yeah, because yeah, yeah. when he says action, you have to get what?
This ain't for me.
When do you quit? Who's the boss around here? Who do I got to see to quit?
Exit stage right.
So is there someone that you will not shoot with? Is there something that they do that you will not shoot with them? Is there something that somebody's got to do that you won't shoot with them?
Okay, porn.
You couldn't have done any gay porn. Right.
But that's a good point.
Unfortunately, you got to look at both sides. We as women, we do girl-girl scenes, and they don't put a label on our test.
Right.
That's right.
So, you got to look at it both ways. But, if I know anybody who does gay porn, I'm not going to shoot them at all.
That's a good point.
The shutdown or the rumored shutdown recently of, it was rumored that in the porn industry, two more people tested positive for HIV. What do you think? And like I said, back in the 90s, you hardly ever heard about anybody when they.
Oh, no.
Because
totally different.
Because guess what? Guess who porn stars fucked? Porn stars in the 90s. Yeah. That's why there was no STDs. A porn star, hell, she was the cleanest person to fuck in the 90s.
Believe it or not.
Exactly. But now, since, and we spoke to Bianca Moore. She said because of people in relationships outside of porn, they don't use condoms, and now they, have sex with someone that might be their boyfriend or mm-hmm. someone they meet, and now that person's dirty, and even though she's taking the test, how would you feel about, do you think that they also should make daily testing?
And right. Now it's every 14 days.
Okay.
So that's the new measure that changed. And I appreciate it for once because, some of the scares with the diseases is another reason why I got out of the industry when I did. Because there was a lot of stuff going on and people were lying on things. And
right.
I was offended and hurt. So I took a break. But now, it's every 14 days. And, I shoot mostly in L.A. and Hollywood. And that actually happened with somebody in a whole nother state.
Mm-hmm.
And, it's to me, I like the quarantines because when someone does test positive in our database,
right.
The whole industry gets shut down. Everyone gets tested. It's really kind of militant on how they do it. And I kind of appreciate it because it is for our safety. The new scares that are going on is weird. I think, the new social media is making it more, being a porn star is more like an entertainer now.
Right.
So, it's kind of like the younger kids are getting more involved and, it's becoming more like a social trend sometimes. And that's the part I kind of don't like, but, because I get a lot of fan mail from, people in the military, disabled guys who really appreciate the work that, adult entertainers do.
Mm.
Not so this little 16-year-old kid could, get off.
Hey, 16-year-olds got to get off, too.
Yeah, and we appreciate you, too.
Absolutely, we appreciate you here. I've seen you evolve, and once you left and came back, and I have to admit, your hope, your personality, everything is, you just seem like a totally different person. You seem like that break you really needed, and it just gave you a, that second wind type, so to speak. And that's a good thing because I've seen some of your scenes, and, you're very talented. You're very entertaining. You're dirty, which is dirty in a good way.
I love that.
Gotta be dirty.
You gotta be dirty.
Jeez, I can't stand too clean of porn stars.
Yeah, I know.
I don't like that.
I don't like that either.
Me either.
Do you like girl better than girl guy? What do you prefer?
Oh, it changes on a daily. My fetishes change on a daily. I might like big ass, and then I'm into big tits, and Some days I want an orgy. I don't know. Some days it's anal.
Yeah. Where's the fucking applause button?
I know. Where is that applause button? Yeah.
Sheesh. Hey, producer, where's that applause button?
I had it. I don't know what happened to it.
We gotta get the applause button for that woman.
Okay, wait. I'm
say sorry. Anal again. Give us some
wait,
time.
Wait. Doom, 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 doom,
So we have to go back to what she said. To give us some time to act like you just said it. So, anal?
Oh, wow.
Yes. Loves anal. Yeah. There you go.
I don't know where that went. It disappeared from my board. The producer
took a break.
No, it went away from the board somehow.
So what about something that you have not done yet? And what have you not done yet in porn? What sort of scene have you not shot?
I haven't done double penetration.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
Do you want to?
Not really. It's not something I really like to do in my private life. So,
right.
Okay. But it's not particularly my favorite thing because, you know, sometimes guys, you know, you never know. And then, you know, I don't want to get pregnant because I do take birth control pills.
Right.
They're only 99%.
Right. That 1%.
Yeah. Could get your ass.
Right? Exactly.
Yeah, exactly. So.
How about this?
Background.
How about this? I had a really good question. What about a particular person who you really want to work that you have not worked with yet?
I haven't worked with Lexington Steele. I just met him at a New Year's Eve party.
Right.
Oh, he's gonna get you.
Oh, he's at that part. Okay.
He's definitely getting you.
Well, Lex saw you. He probably flipped. You is you his style too.
Yeah. He's gonna get you. Trust me. Once he knows you, forget it.
Lex.
He's gonna get here.
Lex, I'm gonna ask him. I'm gonna text him. Be like, hey, you met Poncho Corral? I'm telling you, you're his style. He gonna make sure y'all get a shit.
Yes. No doubt about it.
That Lex don't play, Jack.
No, he don't. That's the truth.
And the thing about Lex is a real good businessman too.
Yes, he is.
He's
exactly.
Very professional.
Yes.
You know, and you'll have a good time shooting with him. Anyone else?
And hopefully, I want to shoot with some girls. I'm hoping to shoot with Bianca Moore see her. But during AVN, I'm going to be shooting with a lot of people that's going to be coming in town. So I'm looking
forward to that.
But yeah. Who else am I looking to shoot for? Just any and everybody. I hear good things about the new companies emerging, so I'm hoping, you know, we can get some business collaborated and get some shit on wax and get some, you know, art and creativity out there, man.
Yeah,
absolutely. We're talking to
and wax that ass too.
Yeah, and wax that ass. Talking to the beautiful Portia Carrera. So before you leave, and we appreciate you coming,
yes.
you look beautiful, by
Very
the way.
Beautiful.
Naturally beautiful woman.
Yes, exactly.
We're going to play a little game that we like to play here, and that is we're going to play Fuck, Marry, Kill.
Ooh, that time.
Okay, so I'm going to pick three men. You have to fuck one, marry one, and kill one. Okay.
Get your thinky cap on.
So three guys, you have to pick one. One for each. You got to fuck one. Who you fucking, who you marrying, who you killing. Okay?
I can't fuck them all, then marry them, then kill them.
No, you can't. That's the easy way out. Right, that's the easy way out. As fun as that might be.
Yeah.
Okay. Here's the three guys. We're going to do, we'll do a singer version. We'll do the singer edition.
Okay.
So, I'm giving you Usher, Chris Brown, and Tyrese. So Usher, Chris Brown, Tyrese. You gotta fuck one, you gotta marry one, you gotta kill one.
Okay. Chris Brown, Tyrese, and Usher. Okay, I'm gonna definitely marry Tyrese since I love that chocolate brown. He's anyway from the same part. Like, I'm from Compton.
Right. And he's a Marion type, too.
Yeah, I could do that. I could do a Tyrese.
So Tyrese is the husband. You can come on like, Jody!
I'm fucking them all, though. Don't forget that part. We're all fucking
her. Yeah,
there you go. You're fucking them all. And after that, who you got to fuck and who you got to kill? Because Tyrese is waiting for you. So you got to make this quick.
Well, okay. Well, I'm thinking I might have to. See, Usher, he danced too much and shit. Like, he might just irritate me when I'm slipping and sliding and shit. So I
just
kill him and fuck Chris Brown.
Oh, there you go. Yeah,
nicely done. So Tyrese, another one of my peoples. Tyrese has a new wife.
She don't care.
Usher, we'll pick your suit out together, bruh. For your burial.
Yeah.
And Chris Brown, get ready, because you got a hot porn star that's going to fuck your brains out.
Yeah.
I feel kind of bad saying that, because he's
all right
guy.
Too late. Usher, you dance too damn much, Usher. Yeah.
Yes.
Already.
Yeah. Bye.
We want to thank the lovely Portia. Oh, yes. You have a question,
Jerry
Ace? Yes.
What is your Spanish background? Are you Puerto Rican, Dominican?
Puerto Rican, Black, and Native American.
Ah, I love that mix.
I'll tell you.
That's beautiful.
That is a beautiful woman there.
Yes.
Portia Carrera, shout out your Twitter. If you have any appearances coming up, let it be known, woman. Let it be known.
Yes.
I'll be at ABN, you guys. Come see me in Vegas. I'll be looking way cuter, hair, makeup done, and shit. And probably naked or damn near naked. And I'll be looking out.
Call my travel agent.
Yeah.
Yeah. Las Vegas. We'll be having fun out there.
Oh, yes.
And my Twitter, Portia Carrera X. And that's also my IG name, Portia Carrera X. And what else? You can also find my website is PortiaXXX.com.
Make sure you follow her.
Yes.
Get
please,
with her.
Please follow me at YankeeMan1973.
Yes, and you better follow me on IG if we're not already following. Portia, thank you so much, babe. Welcome back. We're glad to have you back. Kick ass out there.
Yes.
Awesome. Thanks for having
me. Not a problem. Boy, what a gorgeous woman.
Yes, beautiful.
Sheesh.
Oh, my God. Now, see, I knew she had black. I knew she had black.
Man, pretty,
man. She's naturally pretty. That's what I love about that. That's what I'm talking about.
That is a pretty woman.
Yes.
That's a pretty woman.
That's right.
And she's not a dingbat.
I
think one thing that's good about porn stars now, they're no longer dumb. Their reputation of porn stars in the past.
Yeah, they got bachelor's degrees. They
have something to fall back on. They know they can't fuck forever.
No, exactly. That's smart, though.
Right.
That's what you're talking about.
So when the legs close.
Yes.
You got to have something to fall back on. Besides another cock.
Yeah, exactly. Well, remember the philosophy of Indea Morel, our boss?
That's right.
It is
make your money.
That's right.
Save your money.
That's right.
Invest your money.
Preach.
Retire.
Church. All right.
Thanks to Portia Carrera. Thanks to my producer extraordinaire, Jimmy Ace.
Well, thank you very much, sir.
We'll be back next week talking more garbage.
Yeah, well, it's not really garbage.
Make fun of some more celebrities.
It's all garbage.
Give out some more advice that you should not take, but we'll give it anyway.
Mm-hmm.
It's your boy, Heaven Hollywood. Dollhouse Radio. Check us out, dollhouseradio.com. Blog Talk Radio /Dollhouse. Radio.
Yes.
Special thanks to Dan Morrell.
That's right.
We'll see everybody next week.
That's right. And as always.
Peace.
And as always, ladies and gentlemen.
Ladies.
Yeah, ladies. No. Ladies. You can't win, Rocky. What am I waiting for? Ladies and gentlemen.